Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. The last 2 days, I've been talking about water witching, using a black box, homeopathic medicine, muscle testing, iridology, that's the practice of looking into your eyes to find out what ails you, reflexology, and acupuncture. I mentioned that many people do these things without knowing the dangers of using them, and that these things do work because of the spiritual forces that work in and through them. It was my intent to help you to have a clearer understanding of these things so that you will not be drawn into them unknowingly. As I said before, some of you may be using these things, and you may have a very hard time accepting what I'm telling you. If that is in fact how you feel about these things, I understand. I simply plead with you to research these subjects for yourself with a mind to accept the truth, no matter what the truth is. And that's the key. Don't go researching these things just setting out to prove your point or to prove that I'm wrong. Research them for yourself, but with a mind to accept truth. It's not a matter of who's right or who's wrong. Let's find the truth and accept the truth, no matter what the truth is. I would also implore you to repent of the use of these things if indeed you have used these things in the past, or if you are currently using these things. Renounce them in the name of Jesus. Turn from them and learn to walk through this life without using these things. There are other ways of finding water. There are ways of learning how to raise your crops without using black boxes. There are other forms of medical help for our ailments. And not only that, but James tells us in the Bible, in the New Testament there, to call for the elders for anointing. And God wants us to use those things that are right and useful, but certainly not wrong practices. Renounce them in the name of Jesus, those wrong things. Turn from them and repent. You'll be doing yourself and your offspring a huge favor by doing so. God gave clear direction to the children of Israel in the Old Testament that they were to stamp out those kinds of practices when they moved into the land of promise. And they were to put to death all those who practiced witchcraft. I'm not ashamed to call these practices forms of witchcraft, because that really is what they are. I have listened to people share their testimony of being delivered from the use of these things, and some of them nearly make your hair stand on end hearing them. There's no question about the powers these practices have. And I tell you, it is definitely not from God. Why would you want to continue using these practices when they draw you away from God? Satan does not care how he can draw us away from God, as long as he can accomplish doing that. Remember, too, that even though a custom or a way of doing something might have been handed down from one generation to the next for many years, doesn't make it right. Even though your father may have told you that it works because of the amount of electricity in your body, that doesn't make it true. On Monday, I gave an example of how wrong information was handed down for many generations to a people group in Papua New Guinea. It was firmly established in their minds as one of the facts of life, but they were dead wrong. It was absolute foolishness. But to them, it was a very important custom, and it was not easily changed in their minds overnight. Just so, many well-meaning fathers have handed down to their children wrong information as factual. Well, let's do like the Apostle Paul instructed us to do, and gird up the loins of our mind. Let us set our hearts to know the truth of these things, and follow the Lord Jesus in all areas of life. As I said before, research these subjects for yourself with a mind to accept the truth, no matter what the truth is, and repent of the use of these things if indeed you have used these things in the past, or if you are currently using these things. Renounce them in the name of Jesus. Turn from them and learn to walk through life without using them. You'll be doing yourself and your offspring a huge favor by doing so. May the Lord Jesus give you wisdom and grace to do what is right. You may be in the middle of a situation you have no idea what to do next. Well, I encourage you, seek the Lord with all your heart. Cry out earnestly to God, asking Him to guide you in whatever you're facing. Maybe you're facing some really difficult health issues and you don't know what else to do. But maybe homeopathic medicine has been working for you. I encourage you, there are other ways of obtaining good health. Cry out to the Lord. Ask Him for direction, but by all means, repent of wrongdoing. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless your day as you endeavor to live for Him and not follow wrong ways, wrong customs, wrong ideas, ways of doing things that are not pleasing to the Lord. Let's repent of those things and turn and follow the Lord with all our hearts. God bless you.